Refactoring in the AI age, a cloud escape route, and preloaded spyware on the cheap. A piece attributed to Martin Fowler takes an angle on technical debt that hasn't been widely framed before. Given that generative AI coding tools can produce working code faster than humans, does that change the economic case for refactoring? The article's answer is no, but the reasoning shifts. The cost of a messy code base in an AI-assisted workflow isn't slower code generation. It's that models trained on inconsistent, poorly structured context make confident-sounding completions that are semantically wrong given what the system is actually supposed to do. Refactoring improves AI tool effectiveness by improving signal quality. A highly upvoted comment in the HN thread reinforced the point. The real cost of technical debt today isn't write time, it's review time. Grafana released an open-source Go SDK for building LLM-powered backends, with companion React components on the front end. The company is betting that engineering teams already using Grafana for observability will want a Grafana-native path to adding AI features to internal tools. The SDK handles streaming responses, tool calling, and conversation state, infrastructure plumbing that most teams building on large language models currently assemble from scratch. A smaller show HN entry called Claude Account drew attention for solving a specific friction point. Switching between multiple Claude code accounts without a full logout login cycle, storing session tokens keyed to profile names. Security researcher Brian Krebs published a warning about low-cost Android-based streaming sticks, the kind sold on marketplace platforms for $15 to $30, that ship with pre-installed malware capable of credential exfiltration, ad injection, and click fraud network participation. The attack surface is the home network. Once on a shared Wi-Fi connection, the device can probe other connected hardware. The root cause is weak supply chain integrity at the low end of the Android TV market, outside Google's certification program for major brands. The practical recommendation from Krebs is to buy only from Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or Chromecast through verified retailers. The more structurally alarming security disclosure came from Wiz Research, which found a way to escape the isolation boundaries of Azure Cosmos DB, a multi-tenant managed database service, and potentially reach other customers' data. The attack chain involves a container escape into the underlying host infrastructure, giving an attacker blast radius across the entire Cosmos DB fleet rather than a single tenant. Microsoft has patched the vulnerability, and Wiz reported no evidence of exploitation in the wild. The researchers framed the underlying issue as a feature of multi-tenant cloud architecture generally. Serverless databases rely on isolation layers that can sometimes be peeled back, meaning the threat model for managed cloud databases is more complex than simply delegating security to the provider.